What up, Grammys? All right, check it out. Hey, yo, what up? The name is Nerd Grows. I got the buttery turf flows, the way I make these herbs grow. This one's for all my tent homies and my earth hoes.
Yo, 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 yo.
Wait,
what are you doing, man?
What?
Start the podcast.
All right.
What up, y'all? Welcome to episode 19 of the Nerd Grows podcast. We're almost at 20. Holy crap. Doesn't feel like it's been that long. I was just telling someone the other day, like, tomorrow or Saturday is my 7-month anniversary of starting to grow. It's been a wild ride so far. Holy crap. I still feel so much like the new guy in so many ways. But yeah, I have a busy ass week and I have other things that I want to make for you. So let's just get right into it. All right. So first thing, my leg's feeling a whole lot better. It still hurts and it's still hard to be on my feet for long periods of time, but I work multiple desk jobs, so I'm pretty sedentary anyways. So I'm basically back to normal functionality wise, but I just want to say thank you to everyone who sent me get well messages last week. It was really sweet. I appreciate it. Also, along the same lines, thank you everyone who gave me a birthday shout out. My birthday was on Monday. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I got a stash box from my wife, and it's one of those ones that has the rolling tray that fits into the top, and then it has the little like tissue box thing that you can put a pad of papers in. It came with this jar that holds like 2 grams. And I'm like, nah, that's probably going to be my new like Keef dry sift jar. I'm like, I'm not going to refill this jar every 2 joints or whatever. But yeah, it's cool. Like it fits like all my rosin containers. I can put, you know, like an eighth in it. It's been awesome. Another cool thing is it has a little shelf in the lid where you can put pads of paper in and, you know, keep your extra papers without having to take space in the compartments of the actual box. I also got both my wife and my mom, because I watch a lot of cooking shows on YouTube and I love making like those weird recipes that you see on YouTube. So they both got me YouTube-based cookbooks, one for Tasty and the other one for Mythical Kitchen or Good Mythical Morning, which we've been waiting like, what, 8 months for the Good Mythical Morning cookbook to come out. We're really excited about that. There's some really fun recipes in there. And next up, we do have an announcement. As you may have saw on Instagram this week.
FARTS4206969.
You have successfully logged into Nerd Grows as Artificial Equinox.
Damn, that's a surprise. Hey everyone, how's it going? It's Artificial Equinox peeping in on Nerd Grows. Man, looking through these files, I wish I didn't. There are some unspoken things going on this computer files. Woo! What I do want to tell you is don't be afraid to reach out to anyone in the community. Everyone is super caring here. They always have been since day one. They will steer you in the right direction, if not in some direction. Either way, pop into one of the Discords associated to this show. At the very least, you will definitely laugh.
Grateful Gardener and I are teaming up, and it was just kind of a natural progression if you've seen our interactions on Instagram and Discord. And most of you already call us Grateful Nerd as a couple anyways. So this week I began taking everything that's Nerd Grows that isn't my Instagram account and started shifting them over to Grateful Nerd instead. So currently we have a YouTube channel, which you can find at The Grateful Nerd Grows. Head over there. We have every episode of Nerd Grows podcast. We have a couple tutorial videos. We're planning on making a lot more. We have videos showing off our grows. Also, all of our comedy skits that you can find on Instagram. But our YouTube account is really, if you want everything that we do, it's all right there. You don't have to go to Instagram and then Spotify, and then, I mean, do you, but if you want to see everything that we're making, our YouTube channel is the best place for that. We're still going to post our comedy reels on Instagram. I'm still going to upload the podcast to audio platforms. None of that's changing. Also, I'm in the process of switching over the merch store, which I had hinted at last week. Pretty soon, you'll be able to find merch for both of us and not just me. It really just hit the point where we were making so much content together it didn't feel right for him to be making all of it just under the Nerd Grows name, and I really wanted something that both of us could take ownership of. And we didn't even have to think of a name because you guys already gave us one, so that's great. So yeah, onto my grow. I had a whole lot going on this week. So right now I have Lemon Runts on day 69. Nice, 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 nice. So I've been just keeping it watered. It hasn't been drinking a whole lot, so I'm starting to think it's towards, you know, end of life. I mean, it's definitely towards end of life. It's basically done. And I've been checking the trichomes every couple days. They just hit the point where they're all cloudy. I'm not seeing any clear, but also no amber yet. So I'm keeping it ripping. Like I said, it's only on day 69. So nice, 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 nice. It's still got a little bit left. Now, in sad news, I had to kill the truck stop boner pills. And it sucks. I don't know what I did wrong. Because I did a lot to it. I did a lot to this plant. I really beat the shit out of it. So I understand. This plant had a lot of first times for me. Like, it was my first grog, my first super crop, my first city picker. It was only my second, third time doing organic. So doing all build a soil top dressings instead of Fox Farm liquid newts. So yeah, it sucks when it happens, but I probably learned the most out of this plant. Out of everything I've grown so far, I developed my skills. I learned a whole lot about different techniques and different ways to do things. It sucks, but no regrets, because even though I won't be able to smoke it, it's the plant that progressed me the furthest in my grow style and my grow skills. So what happened was, a few weeks ago, it had all of the bud sites and it had the white pistils and everything. And then I look at it one day, and it has severe burnt tips, very, very burnt tips. I'm assuming I fed too early. So it's funny, I had this whole thing where I've never used the city picker before. I'm used to 5-gallon pots. When it hit the point where I would top dress a 5-gallon pot, Grateful was like, nope, keep going. It's good. It's not hungry. Keep going. It's not hungry. Keep going. And then it finally hit the point where I was like, I can't not feed it. I'm sorry. I had the itch. I'm like, we're this far in and I haven't fed yet. Holy crap. So I fed it and I probably overfed it, or I fed it too early. That's the only reason why I think I could have burnt tips, because I did nothing other than a little bit of craft blend and a little bit of build the flower. And then a couple weeks later, this happens. So after I got the burnt tips, I still had the bud sites. The entire plant got super frosty, it was towards the end of its life, right? But the bud sites never grew any buds. So I talked to a bunch of different people about it, and it was kind of split down the middle. Half of the people were like, you messed up, you should kill it. And the other half were like, maybe it'll take longer, right? Maybe this is a longer plant, it's going to take a while, and just keep going. So I decided, I'll give it a couple more weeks. Over the course of the past 2 weeks, nothing has happened. The plant hasn't moved or changed or done anything other than it's burnt and it's not growing any buds. The leaves aren't doing anything. And then last night I got home from work and I went to go check on her, and she was just completely shriveled up and on her way out. It had to have been the feeding, because that's the only dynamic variable in this situation. I have essentially everything else automated, right? But yeah, I'm probably the first person in history to stunt a plant during flower. Fuck me, right? Nah. it was just so weird. It was such a weird experience. But like I said, I got my first grog out of it. I got my first super crop out of it. My first city picker out of it. It was an awesome experience, regardless of how it ended. And now in good news, after I'm done recording this, I'm going to go chop down the Compton Kool-Aid. Compton Kool-Aid's on day 82 right now, and I've been checking the trichomes every few days. It's starting to get amber. The sugar leaves are super amber right now, but the actual buds are starting to get a little bit of amber. And then last night, I noticed it was starting to shoot off a new round of pistils. I think it's ready. And I'm really excited because, you know, for the past few episodes, I've just been bragging about this plant because this is the best plant I've ever grown. Hate to say goodbye, but we got to smoke you. But yeah, that's about all I got going on right now. It's a big week. So I'm going to have two spots open. I have one spot open right now out of the three plants I can grow. And then I'll have another spot open this afternoon. And then the lemon runs should be done in a couple days. So I'm going to have a whole new run. What I plan on doing tonight is, once I get the city picker out of the small tent and I cut down the Compton Kool-Aid, I'm going to move the runts from the big tent to the small tent, which I don't think I'll have any problems with that because I essentially have both tents set the same way. And then I can clean the big tent and start germinating new seeds. So after a lot of deliberation and talking to my friends and everything, I think what I'm going to do is grow two autos in the big tent and then one photo scrogged in the small tent. And I haven't made a final decision. I'll probably just make a gut decision when I go to germinate. But right now I'm thinking Mango Smile and Speedrun Ice Latte in the big tent. And then BGG the sauce in the small tent. I mean, one of the reasons why I started growing is because I heard the sauce is really good for migraines. As you know, I have a 24/7 constant migraine. I've been like working up, working up my skills to be able to grow this plant. And I think I'm ready. Also, it's getting warmer here, so my house is staying warmer more consistently. So I should be able to handle the heat with a photo period light schedule. So yeah, I'm making a lot of moves this week. Gonna be making some moves next week, and it's good. This is the fun part, right? The boring part is just waiting. Waiting weeks and weeks and weeks just to be able to chop and germinate. Like, so yeah, we're in the fun part. All right, so I'm not going to talk about like a pop culture thing at the end of the episode this week because honestly, I'm still just binging Walking Dead. I didn't want to do three episodes about Walking Dead. I also started rereading the comic, which I love the comic so much. But for our topic this week, I wanted to tell you what I do when I chop down a plant. As many of you know, I use a drying machine, and I know that's like a controversial thing to do in the community. It's one of it's not controversial, but it's one of the places where the community is very split. I'll tell you why I do it. One is when I first started growing, I had no idea what I was doing, and I had friends that were like, drying is its whole own skill. So like, just eliminate that variable by getting a drying machine and then learn how to grow. So I decided to go that route. And as I talked about like way early on in the first few episodes of the podcast, that was really my goal, to help grow my growing skills as fast as I could, was isolate as many variables as I could and learn how to do each one correctly. So that's a big part why I started with the AC Infinity tent kit and the drying machine, is because then I have drying and my environment essentially automated. And then I can worry about watering, germinating, LST. I can learn all that stuff first. And then if I want to fine tune anything else, I can do that. Also, I don't have a whole lot of room to grow. So having to take an extra week and a half to use one of your tents to dry, that cuts down my efficiency by a lot, because I'm only growing three plants at a time. So having one of my tents out of commission for a week and a half, I know it's only a week and a half, but over the course of a year, that's like, what, over a month of drying time? So that's like a whole third of an auto you could have grown, or almost half of an auto you could have grown over the course of the year. Especially if I'm doing it in the big tent, where I would normally be growing two plants, that's equal to what, probably one whole extra round of plants per year I'm losing. But yeah, that's why I do it. I would like to hang dry in the future. I just have to figure out the best way to go about doing that. Or maybe if I hit a point where my yields are good enough, I wouldn't mind shutting down the small tent for a week and a half. But I'm living week to week here. I've been mooching butt off of my friends. So once one of my plants is ready to harvest, I will typically get out my trimming tray, and I'll cut off each branch individually, because you can't fit the whole plant in the drying machine, obviously. And then I take all the branches, put them in the trimming tray, and then I have this little wooden box, and I put it next to the trimming tray, and I cut off the bigger stems of each piece. Like, I essentially take each bud off of the main branch and put them in this wooden box, and then throw out all the branches, And then I pour all the nugs back into the trim bin, and then I cut off the bigger leaves. I don't cut off every single leaf. Like, I don't fully wet trim. I do like half and half. So I just cut them off enough where they'll fit into the drying machine correctly, but I still leave them with as much foliage as I can. So once I have my like half wet trim done, I put it into the drying machine, let the drying machine run. Then I usually leave it in like a big Tupperware for a couple days to let it reacclimate to the humidity in my house a little bit. And then I'll do the dry trim and then start the curing process, which I've been using Grove bags for the past couple runs. But yeah, that's really my whole process. I cut off the branches, cut the nugs off the branches, wet trim a little bit, throw it in the machine, let the machine run, let it reacclimate, and then dry trim. It's a pretty simple process. I know people complain about having to trim, but I actually like it. But I like stuff like that where you can kind of turn your brain off or let your brain do other things while your hands do things. Like I love putting together Lego sets, or, you know, like when you get really good at a video game where you don't have to concentrate on it, you can still play well. Like, I like stuff where you can do that. It's a good time, you know, listen to podcasts or binge watch a TV show, just sit there trimming. But I'm also not at the point where I'm getting yields where I'm trimming for hours on end. So maybe I'll change my stance on that later when I'm trimming, you know, for days. But yeah, this is a short episode this week. Like I said, I'm super busy this week, but I still wanted to talk to you all for a bit. But yeah, thanks for the birthday wishes. Check out me and Grateful on YouTube at The Grateful Nerd Grows. I'll let you know how the Compton Kool-Aid comes along after I chop it. And we're going to start a new run soon. All right, until next week. Peace, y'all.